Questions?
Chuck, obviously Columbus has played really well, but how surprised are you to be in this situation now?
Well, it's probably a little bit more surprised just because we're leading 3-1 after two periods of game one. So in that perspective, yeah, I'm a little surprised that we're in this situation.
John, the frustration that Kucherov showed at the end, it sort of seemed like the team, and maybe is that alarming to you that this team is getting under your skin a little bit?
This team, we have a wonderful regular season, statistic-wise, our wins and our, both our special teams finished first, and it's the regular season is different than the playoffs, and things just happen so fast. All of a sudden it's 0-0 and there's a lot of excitement going into game one, and then all of a sudden you're down 0-2 at home and there's alarms are going off. Have we faced a ton of adversity this year? We haven't. This has been in the league 6 years, and it probably hasn't gone any easier than it has this year. So now we've got some adversity, and teams face this all the time, and you face it in little pieces. This is a 5-alarm fire, but it's adversity. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes you have to go through stuff like this. We'll see how we respond. The one thing I do know about being with this group is they find a way. They find a way. And I'm sitting here and we're gonna be in Columbus 48 hours from now. And there's no other bench in the league I want to be is but behind ours. That's how much faith I have in this group.
John, what are they doing? Stamkos, Kucherov, what, is it something they're doing, or they're just not coming through?
If you look in the 82 games, and I know they've had success point-wise, but there have been games where they have gone 2 games in a row without scoring. They have. It's unfortunate that it's happening in game 1 and 2 in April of the playoffs, but last time I looked, Kuch didn't have a point in all 82 games and neither did Stammer. So this happens. It's just unfortunate right now that it's happening right at this moment.
You guys were playing a little bit tight early on, or did anything linger from last game the way they ended too?
I didn't think so. I thought our guys turned the page pretty well. It was it was one of those games where, and we've probably all been in this, the harder you try, sometimes it just doesn't go your way. You have to take a breath, and I can't sit here and say our guys didn't compete. They were finishing hits, they were skating, but it was almost the harder they tried, the worse it got. And that's where I felt with the guys, because they were trying.
It's a stat that usually doesn't mean much, but you guys, at least after two periods, had 30 to 14 engine hits. And I don't know if that's good for you, your team, to be as going after as many hits as you were. You want to be physical, I understand you talked about that, but do you think you guys went over the line a little bit in terms of trying to be physical?
Is 30 hits a lot?
After two periods?
I don't think so. I've seen playoff games and there's been 75. This isn't a big hitting series.
John, they've kind of done a good job of slowing you down to the neutral zone, kind of slowing down your forecheck. We know that's a strength of your team. What do you have to do to kind of get back that part of your game?
Well, I think it's helped them that when they got the lead. So, they get the lead and now they basically were just sitting on it, and And we I don't know how, as I said, we were working hard. I don't know if we were working the smartest all the time, but they did a good job. Like, we are playing another team. They are trying, and it's, you know, we have to find a way to get a little bit more inside on them and get a few more pucks behind them where our rivals are on time. It was something where our timing was off and a lot of pucks we got behind them. And we just got to win our battles. And right now, they're winning a few more battles than us.
John, are you surprised they're winning the special teams battle so far?
Well, it's two games. It's when you look, as I answered earlier, I'm sure everybody's surprised at that just because of, you know, the statistics we had, but we, as I said, a little diversity, sometimes it doesn't hurt even having your special teams. Gotta dig deep and do a little better.
You're not concerned over Vasilevsky and some of the long range shots that are beating?
No, I'm not concerned about that. You know, as one guy, I'm not concerned about him.
Your power play's been really good all year. I mean, there were a couple of chances last couple of games to be a difference maker in key situations. Just what do you, have you seen overall with what they
have trouble with? It just, like, we've hit two crossbars. So a lot of times those go in, didn't go in this time. Kuchar hit one yesterday and Stammer hit one tonight.
Who talks about the game being different in the playoffs, John? And certainly you're not going to get as many calls.
Yeah.
The game becomes a bit different that way. But you guys know that. You play a lot of playoff games the last few years. Mm-hmm. But there's still an adjustment, isn't there?
Yeah,
it's a weapon for you. You're not
going to
get as many.
There's, and we've talked about that. So it was, the one thing I've learned, the refs aren't cheering for anybody. And the more I've gotten to know these guys and you've been around, they just want to call the game the way it's to be called. And you know, the opponents, you should know that. As when you're in the games, they're not, they're trying to do their jobs, and they get scrutinized too when they miss calls. So it's not like they're trying to do stuff like that. So, you know, the refs should be the farthest thing from anybody's minds.
These fans adore you. They adore this team. How strange is it to hear this building start to boo a little bit?
I don't know. See, I think the fans were in the same spot we were. Everybody was frustrated.
John, how about the future ups hit there at the end? Are you concerned at all that that might warrant something you might want to have on Sunday?
I don't know. I haven't even. This is, I guess I could have looked at it before I came on, but I wanted to be able to come up here and say truthfully, I haven't seen it. So you asked me that question tomorrow, maybe I'll have an answer for you.
No, you said the other day, like, you don't play on the ice under this court.
I was surprised we got five, like, because I didn't see it. So, and then with five, it was tough to see.
I know you said the other day you don't play on the ice under this Tortorella, but you should be facing adversity for the first time this year. What can you do as a coach or kind of your message, I guess?
I don't know. You have to find out. Maybe it'll make you show up for game three.
Thank you.
Thank you.